Listening Library presents Inkspell by Cornelia Funke. Read for you by Brendan Fraser. Chapter 1. Words Made to Measure. Twilight was gathering, and Orpheus still wasn't here. Farid's heart beat faster, as it always did when Day left him alone in the darkness.
Curse that cheese face, where could he be?
The birds were falling silent in the trees, as if the approach of night had stifled their voices, and the nearby mountains were turning black. You might have thought the setting sun had singed them. Soon, the whole world would be black as pitch. Even the grass beneath Farid's bare feet, and the ghosts would begin to whisper. Farid knew only one place where he felt safe from them, right behind Dustfinger, so close that he could feel his warmth. Dustfinger wasn't afraid of the night. He liked it.
Hearing them again, are you?
He asked as Farid pressed close to him. How many times do I have to tell you? There aren't any ghosts in this world. One of its few advantages. Dustfinger stood there, leaning against an oak tree, looking down the lonely road. In the distance, a street lamp cast its light on the cracked asphalt where a few houses huddled by the roadside. There were scarcely a dozen of them standing close together as if they feared the night as much as Farid. The house where Cheeseface lived was the first on the road. There was a light on behind one of its windows. Dustfinger had been staring at it for more than an hour. Farid had often tried standing motionless like that, but his limbs simply would not keep still.
I'm going to find out where he is.
No, you're not.
Dustfinger's face was as expressionless as ever.